Hopefully it's letting me do this. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the TR90 Body Burn 30 Support Call. This call happens Monday through Friday at this time, which for me is 6:40 Pacific Time, 7:40 Mountain Time, 8:40 Central Time, and 9:40 Eastern Time. Thrilled to have you along with us. If you ever miss these calls, you can pick them up on an application called SoundCloud or wherever you get your podcasts by putting in Frank, F-R-A-N-K, Lomas, L-O-M-A-S, and TR90, or Frank Lomas and Solutions, the Digit Four, Anti-Aging, all put together as one word. My name is Susan Mann. I'm coming to you out of Portland, Oregon, welcoming you to the call. Our panel does these coast calls in support of your TR90 efforts. If you're listening to this and it's a podcast, you can catch us live. If you dial into 712-775-8972, and when it prompts for the conference code, put in 910022, and you can join us live. We would be delighted to have you along with us. I come to you with an education background, huge interest in health, nutrition, and exercise, dating back, way back till I was in high school, because I had grandparents that had hereditary heart disease, and then we had adult-onset diabetes that was seems to run in my family quite on both sides quite prevalently. And I did not want to be in either of those two camps as I got older, so I've done many things to try to be much healthier over the years intervening between then and now. I came across the TR90 program about 14 and a half, almost 15 years ago. Absolutely adore it. The calls are archived back to the beginning. The first several years, we only did Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays for the calls, but just so that you know, there's just a wealth of information there if you ever get a chance to go back and listen to those podcasts. The last several years, we've actually been putting not only just the host name, but also what the topic was for that particular call to make searching through it a little bit easier, and by years, for the last few years as well. So when you're first starting out with that TR90 program, it's your one lean meal a day, two shakes a day, three snacks a day, 30 grams of protein for at least three of those meals. Taking your supplements 15 to 20 minutes before a meal is best, but if you're not able to do that, as many times I was not, take them with your meals. They still work. They're just not as super effective as they would be if you took them beforehand, which is what the scientists highly recommend. Getting your 7-plus servings of fruits and vegetables every single day. Those fruits and vegetables will give you your macronutrients, which are your proteins, your carbs, your sugars, your fats. It will give you your micronutrients, which are your vitamins and your minerals. And it will also give you fiber. Fiber helps in two ways, one of which is for that feeling of satiety. That really helps you to feel full. The other way that fiber helps is for good digestive health. And for that, guys, we need about 45 grams of fiber daily, and ladies, we need about 32 grams of fiber daily for that good digestive health. And if you're getting all those fresh fruits and vegetables and all that fiber, you'll want to get up and get moving. 30 minutes of moderate to heavy exercise at least 5 days a week. You can do one 30-minute chunk, two 15-minute chunks, or three 10-minute chunks of time, whatever best suits your lifestyle or fits into your daily life. This is a lifestyle change, so do keep that in mind. And find something you enjoy doing. But it can be furious house cleaning. It could be fit training or HIIT training. It could be swimming, dancing, rowing, kayaking, whatever floats your boat. Bicycling, hiking, all those count. And if you're exercising, and if you're exercising heavily, you can lose up to a quart of body moisture in an hour. So it's recommended that you stop and drink 8 ounces of fluid about every 15 minutes or so. Your baseline for hydration starts at 1 ounce of water for every 2 pounds you weigh. So if, for instance, you weigh 100 pounds, You start out at 50 ounces of water, but then you bump it up there depending on what your activity level is, how much liquids you're perspiring out of your body, how much fresh fruits and vegetables you're eating will cause that you may not have to drink quite as much water, especially if they are moisture-laden fruits and vegetables. Just keep that in mind. And the last thing is 7 to 9 hours of good quality sleep at night. That sleep really sets your brain up for making good decisions, clears out toxins, repairs muscles and tissues. It just does a wealth of really important things while you're sleeping. Sets your brain up for making good decisions. It just is a fabulous thing. If you're short on sleep, I would start and get your sleep back to where you're sleeping well and you're in a good state of mind, because it actually helps you to make better decisions for yourself long term. Today's information is coming from a book that's called Eat to Live by Joel, J-O-E-L, Furman, F-U-H-R-M-A-N. He's a medical doctor. He's written several books and cookbooks as well. So question was put to him, do you recommend low-calorie or no-calorie sweeteners? Sweetening agents such as NutraSweet, which is aspartame, Sweeten Low, which is saccharin, Splenda, which is sucralose, are added to thousands of foods and drugs. Many health gurus now recommend substituting stevia, S-T-E-V-I-A, in place of artificial sweeteners. Recently approved by the FDA, stevia is made from the leaves of a South American shrub and can be labeled natural. Many people use these sweeteners in an effort to control their weight. It doesn't work. It just perpetuates your desire for unhealthy food. When researchers compared the caloric intake of women fed aspartame sweetened drinks with women given the higher calorie beverages, the women given the aspartame merely consumed more calories later. The use of non-caloric sweeteners as a calorie restriction strategy continues to be criticized by scientists. It has been suggested that consuming something with a sweet taste primes the body for a calorie delivery. That doesn't happen, and as a result, users of no-calorie sweeteners just seek more sweets to satisfy their body's cravings. Non-caloric sweeteners signal the body that sugar is on the way and stimulate the pancreas to secrete insulin, which is not favorable. If you are a headache sufferer, be aware of these products made with aspartame. Studies have shown that migraine sufferers experience more frequent and more severe symptoms after ingesting aspartame. I recommend playing it safe and sticking to natural foods. The safety of all the artificial sweeteners as well as natural sugars has been questioned in one way or another. Bottom line, try to enjoy your food choices without sweeteners. Fresh fruit and occasionally a little date sugar or ground dates are the safest way to go. I recommend dropping colas, sodas, sweetened teas, and juices. If they don't contain artificial sweeteners, they are loaded with sugar. Eat unrefined foods and drink water. Melons blended with ice cubes make delicious cooling summer drinks. I certainly believe that if you are significantly overweight, the risk of being overweight probably exceeds any risk associated with these sweeteners. However, I am not convinced that many people have found low-calorie or no-calorie sweeteners to be the solution to their weight problem. Do you recommend agave nectar as a sweetener? Agave has become the sweetener of choice for many health enthusiasts, but I do not recommend it. And this is Dr. Furman speaking in this book. It is just another concentrated, low-nutrient sweetener. In addition, it may pose some significant health problems. One of the claims to fame is that it's low glycemic index. That is because aspartame is approximately 85% fructose. Fructose is metabolized differently from other sugars instead of going into the bloodstream where it could raise the blood sugar. Most of it goes directly to the liver. This is why it is a low glycemic index, but it still promotes fat storage and weight gain. While many see a low glycemic index as a positive, fructose or any other concentrated sweetener high in fructose can cause elevated triglycerides and increased risk of heart disease, and may also increase the risk of metabolic syndrome. Excuse me. My allergies are really kicking up. We've had a lot of pollen lately. Insulin resistance, particularly in those with who are insulin resistant and or overweight and or obese. These are the same reasons we are given for avoiding products made with high fructose corn syrup, which has more fructose than regular table sugar. The next frequently asked question is, I eat out frequently, which makes sticking with this plan very difficult. How do I make the transition easier? His recommendation is to choose restaurants that have healthful options and know the places that will cater to your needs. When possible, speak to the manager or chef in advance. When traveling, look for restaurants that have salad bars. This is not an all-or-nothing plan. Every person exposed to these ideas can improve his or her current diet. People have a tendency to make the best, tendency to like the best the foods to which they become accustomed. Keep in mind that eventually you will lose the desire for some of the unhealthy, healthful foods you are eating now, and you will enjoy the pleasures of healthy, natural foods more. I actually enjoy eating healthy foods more than injurious foods because they taste good, and I also feel good. Most of my patients report the same sensation. Food preferences are learned. You can learn to enjoy healthy foods just as you learn to like unhealthy ones. You can follow this diet on the road if you are committed to your own success. It just takes more diligence to plan where to eat and to make sure that there will be something for you on the menu. Get in the habit of ordering a double-sized green salad with dressing on the side. Use only a tiny amount of the dressing or squeeze a lemon on the salad. Remember, this is not a temporary diet. It is your life plan. We must consider how our health is affected by what we choose to eat. We all have to make wise choices to get the most most out of life. That does not mean you must be perfect. It does mean, however, that you eat, whether you adopt all of my recommendations or just some of them. Your health will be better off as a result of those improvements. After a while, it will become a habit. And if you just give it a good try, you may find, as others have, that it is not as difficult as you thought. You will likely grow to enjoy it. Do you think everyone will eventually embrace this way of eating? And that will be our topic for Wednesday. This is Susan Mann from Portland, Oregon, getting ready to sign out at the top of the hour. If you scoot over to Facebook One Team Global Live, one of our leaders will be sharing some information on how to build a new skin business. And I welcome any thoughts or comments. As soon as I get us off mute, you can definitely do that. And if you are one of my shy people, you can definitely send me a text to 503-502-4863. And let me know you're part of the TR90 group, and I will make sure to get you out of my spam folder because there seems to be filling up these days. With that being said, go out and make it a great day today, and we'll have Frank back tomorrow, and I'll be up on Wednesday.